Speciale Venezia. Ai giardini della Biennale abbiamo incontrato Odili Donald Odita, artista statunitense di origini nigeriane presente con Give Me Shelter nella mostra internazionale curata da Robert Store. 8 pareti di pittura astratta, linee, diagonali, figure geometriche e 64 colori che richiamano i riflessi della laguna veneziana. Con Odita abbiamo parlato del suo lavoro e di come sia arrivata la chiamata di Store, del concetto di identità nazionale, del padiglione africano, della sua esperienza come professore alla Tyler School di Filadelfia e di come nella pittura lui, artista africano in America, abbia trovato la sua vera casa. L'intervista è in inglese.
My name is Odili Donald Odita. I was invited to participate in the 52nd Venice Biennale by Robert Store for his exhibition. I came here in February during Carnival, in fact, to look at the space and get a sense of what initial sense of what I would do there. He saw my show in New York City at Jack Shaman Gallery, and he has been following my work. But in particular, he was very interested in the wall painting I did with this line, a division line in the middle of the painting, creating, in a sense, two paintings as one painting. I was given 8 walls that are boxed walls, in a sense, creating a cross hallway or pathway in the middle of the space. My painting is directly put onto the wall with acrylic paint purchased here. There are 64 colors in the painting. It's an abstract painting of diagonal lines, bifurcating lines, each space and area of a singular intense color. The color relationships came together from, and as they always do, from my engagement with the spaces that I travel through and live in. And coming to Venice, I needed to and wanted to make the colors from my initial experiences of walking through Venice, being in Venice, the vaporettos and the reflection of light off water and off the buildings. There was a second part of the installation. The fact that the space is divided horizontally by this light, I think the walls must be wide by width. Each wall of each of the eight walls might be 5 meters, maybe 6 meters in width, but in height, if it's 6 meters by width, it's 7 meters to 8 meters by height. If it's 5 meters by width, then it's 7 meters by height. It's extremely tall place. So I had this wall above that I used to implement my pigment, and there's a certain form design that's very reminiscent of arch that lifts the eye up above the light and into the certain kind of heavens that I've created within the space. Well, shelter for me, it means many things. In my traveling, in my life as an African living in the United States, as an African who left Nigeria because of a civil war, I feel in a certain sense I'm like many Africans caught in this diaspora around the world, looking for a home or feeling for a sense of home or a sense of place. And for me, in a certain sense, I found that in painting. It's maybe not literally a home or an actual home, but it's close enough for me in that it gives me a kind of embrace, and I wanted to project that same embrace for the viewer in that space, in that transition space within the building with all the light and color there, a way that somebody can be, in a certain sense, feel at home or feel a certain sense of comfort in the center of that space, walking in a circle looking around at all the changing color and changing light and the changing degree of intensity of that light as you would turn around. I mean, it's a situation of being, I look at it as a situation of being a stranger or a foreigner on one aspect of being a guest, and the idea of, in this case, Italy is our host and welcoming us into this space. But this idea of identity, this idea of mixture and so forth is extremely complex, and on many levels one could find ways that there historically has always been, say, mix and exchange between cultures. On another level, one could always speak about the certain kind of discriminations or partitionings of cultures and of people based on identities, color of skin, religions, and so forth. I think right now we have a world problem that's focused in this idea of coming together as a community. What kind of communities? Are they going to be sub-communities, micro-communities, macro-communities, so on and so forth? And this has been a problem. In my work, I'm trying to get to a point where I can, you know, give hope towards something. I'm not a politician. I don't make laws. I don't address bills or this sort of thing. But as an artist, I'm giving hope in my constructs and my ideas and intellectualism through art, through aesthetics. This idea that we can possibly come together and can possibly communicate. I mean, blue is not red and red is not yellow. Right, but it's the possibility that these colors can come together and create something in that mix. So this is where I'm coming from as certainly as an optimist, but certainly a realist too. Broad. It's like having a definition of European art or definition of American art. It's too big of a task, really. And I think that this situation of the Africa Pavilion being brought into the Arsenale is a great step. Other steps should follow. Other serious, profound steps should follow. Maybe so, I was speaking with somebody earlier today, maybe so they shouldn't ever do something like this again, where they bring a collection as an Africa Pavilion, but actually have some kind of concrete idea or exposition of an idea brought forward in the next time around. Maybe they should encourage African nations to bring their own pavilions to Venice rather than have a totalizing form as an African pavilion. It's quite strange also to think of Egypt having a pavilion, which is an African nation, and yet you have Africa Pavilion with most likely Egyptian artists involved in this or in its history. It's really a bit confusing, to be honest, when one wants to talk about the clarity or definition of Africa presence in this Biennale or previous ones and in future ones. In this show, I think that there's a great step by the curator, and I hope that even the next time around, there'll be a greater inclusion of African artists in the main show. With my students, I'm teaching primarily painting and drawing, but I work with students on many different disciplines across the board. I work at Tyler School of Art in Philadelphia. It's a very famous school in America for painting, primarily painting, but we've produced students from other disciplines as well that have done a lot in contemporary art. I'm trying to really open up possibilities for students. That's how I try to work with students. I try to open up their possibilities. I don't want them to be copies of myself or copies of my doctrine or philosophy, but I want to open them up to the possibilities that they can experience within their work, having them understand all the possibilities and all the conditions that can exist for themselves, market-wise, socially, politically, and so on and so forth. So they don't make the same mistakes that artists have made in the past, where they ignore or speak with ignorance about the world as a greater whole. ¶¶ inspired by so much in art. If I have to speak about people here, I'm inspired by artists like Felix Gonzalez Torres, who's in the American Pavilion. I'm inspired by artists like Sigmar Polke. I'm inspired by artists like Olu Igwebe, Sherry Samba's work and his presence here, Walter Recedo Caldas. There's so many artists that I do admire, and so much art I do love. What really pulls me forward with the art that I respect, the art that I admire, is this certain sense of focus, discipline that these artists might have in their work, the concentration, and the idea of being able to make something continue to exist. I mean, it's one thing to be able to make something, but then to be able to make something again and to be able to make it grow and to build upon their story or build upon ideas. This is, to me, I think, success. Roy de Keyser, Thomas Noskowski, these are other artists I'm mentioning in the show here that I'm just very pleased to be showing alongside Steve McQueen. It's just, the list goes on, really. I haven't gone to any pavilions. Fortunately, I've been so over-focused on my work. We were here, we started working May 8th, and it was just, we had a few weekends where it was, most weekends were one day we worked, the other day we took a break. I mean, it was work. It was great to be around the people here, to see this place when it was quiet, and to see Venice at a different kind of pace, and at the same time to be able to get to know the people we worked with. An exhibition of this level forces people to push themselves at that highest peak in their production or in their thinking, and it's a challenge, you know, for artists to really push themselves in that way. I was anxious at the start, but you know, I was also looking close to it. I was anxious because the space is a difficult space that I had to work in, and I was having to think about all the possibilities of what could be there, and my own experiences and history of working all sorts of spaces, what I can do to enhance the space and to make it work for me. But you know, closer to the moment, all I wanted to do was get over here and start working. And I think that's exciting, you know. I didn't really expect it. I knew that Robert Storr does follow my work. He likes my work a lot. But I didn't expect it. I know he went to see my show in New York City, and I heard that he liked it very much and that I should hear back from him shortly, but then I didn't, you know, you can't assume too much. You're happy that someone like that visits your exhibitions. But then I got the announcement and it was like, wow, this is great.
Radio Papesse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.